Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DGS and KMOX, happy Friday to you. I think y'all know it, but it's going to get really cold over the weekend. Dave Murray will be here. No, he won't be here. He's doing...
He might be here.
Get out.
He sent Andrew and I a text earlier and said he might be back from Janice's surgery in time, but we do have a live look just in case. So to be decided in a half hour.
I sound like you, Alvin. You know you have that?
Yeah. That's right. He's not going to be there. He might be here. Well, we'll see.
I love that. When I channel my inner Alvin Reed, I just get black coffee and go, okay.
Yeah, I've got it. Yeah.
So whatever else we're going to talk about, we were teasing at the end of the last segment, the most embarrassing thing that you had to wear as a kid. And my mom was a seamstress, and she made me... I was basically a ventriloquist doll. I was wearing like a blue plaid suit with a red bow tie to go to Sunday school on a bus. That was probably my lowest point.
Oh, boy. This is tough. Not that we were fashion palettes or anything, but we just wore kind of what everybody else did. I don't really recall anything ever standing out that I didn't like.
And Rach, I'm sure you were the same.
Oh, yeah. Same experience. I wore so many horrible clothes. And, like, let's keep in mind, as a child, I was obsessed with Little House on the Prairie and willingly wore, like, old-timey clothes. So these clothes were too dorky for me.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. So in the late 90s, I was wearing... culottes that my mom had commissioned a lady in my church to make for me.
You guys remember culottes,
of course.
Yeah.
I was like the only child in the world rocking these in 1998 or whatever it was.
Where was this coming from?
Mom, if you're listening, I love you. I think it's very funny now. My mom didn't like a lot of the like clothes you could get for little girls. A lot of times they were just like maybe a little skimpier than we would want.
All right.
So instead of like doing like boys basketball shorts or something, she was talking to this lady in my church who could make clothes and was like, oh, Rachel, you would like these. And I'm like, sure, I'll try them, whatever. And I remember getting these culottes and actually like being fine with them at the time. But I think it was my dad. My dad was like, oh, you just want to be modest. You don't even care about fashion. And like those words, I was like, oh, no, something is wrong.
All right. Did you... headed out to school in the morning, high school age. Did you ever have to tell your daughter? Happened only twice, okay? And never would blame, but Bryson, try again. And that's all I would say. We should do it. I said, no, try again. And yeah. She would just kind of go, and only twice. And it wasn't really completely out of control, but it was a little bit more than I thought we needed to be going to.
Fee went to a Catholic school from kindergarten all the way.
It takes all that out of the equation. Yeah,
but now, in college, like she'll send her mom and I her pictures from like Halloween. And I'll show it to my guy friends, and I'm like, I'm paying for all my sins.
Yep, yeah.
Right here. This is what it looks like to pay for all your sins. Yes. It's all coming. The chickens have come home to roost.
Well, now see, as Carmen and I have said, like, you know, we went to college and whatever went on, you know, but so why do they feel compelled to send you photos and do stuff like that? So like,
yeah, that's really different.
We are not there. We know what goes on in college because we win.
Yeah.
And, you know, good.
Sometimes
fine.
It's better to not see.
That's what I'm saying. Just like, if I didn't know, that's fine with me. I didn't sit around thinking like, I wonder what Bryson and Blaine are doing right now. It's Friday night or Saturday morning now at 1:30. I wonder if they're home. I wonder what they're doing. I ain't give it a thought. And I'm sure my parents didn't give it a thought. I didn't know what I was doing. So
I definitely didn't know. I'd have been in trouble.
Wheels, did you wear anything dorky as a kid?
Oh, my God. I mean, I was a child born in 1971, so you could not be a child in the 70s without being put in
stupid things.
So, yeah, plenty of butterfly collar jackets.
What's a butterfly collar?
Like the big ass thing in the 70s.
Oh, I didn't know that called. Yeah. Okay, you can say that.
Yeah, that's an okay one.
You can say that.
And then... the worst one, though, is like, I forget the age. I was probably 5. Is we were in little sailor suits, and it's the dumbest thing.
Okay.
I would.
And by the way,
this.
Even
yes,
my mom now says, I don't know why I did that.
Okay. This was, I was young enough because, all right, my sister and I are the, were the exact same age as Carolyn and John Kennedy.
Okay.
Exact same age.
Okay.
So thus, the, you know what he had on at
yes.
his dad's
yeah.
funeral?
Yeah.
I had that outfit. Okay.
All right.
And I was like 3 years old. And yeah. Like people dress their kids kind of like the Kennedys. This was not an elitist thing. This was just kind of like a fashion. So we, and I was too young to even know it was dorky or
right.
whatever.
Right.
You know, I'm just.
Little suit with shorts.
Little suit with shorts. Yeah. I had a little suit with shorts, and they were blue, just like John's.
Oh, man. That's sweet. Right.
Okay, let's fast forward here.
Okay.
To the early to mid-80s.
Here we go.
Did you Miami Vice out?
No, but I know someone who did.
I did. I had jackets that pushed up the sleeves and never wore socks. I had a
brief punk moment in, like, 1980. And then I had a pretty good Rick Springfield phase.
Okay, all right. You're a musician. I can see that. General Hospital.
That went right into Def Leppard. That was my progression.
Okay, so you stayed on the...
I ripped up my own jeans.
All right, okay. All right. But no, man, I was working professionally. Had a little... Yeah, well, you know, had some money. I was
Where
all
would you go
in.
Shopping for your wares?
Okay, they had a store... What? Oh, there was one called Today's Man.
I love that.
Right, and I just, here, there, and everywhere, yeah. I just remembered, man, I had this black one with shoulder pads and came down, the jacket just came to about 2 or 3 inches underneath your belt
line. Don't hurt him, Hammer.
Oh, yeah, it was just like, and it was black with white pinstripes.
Wouldn't you love to have that sort of confidence again?
Yeah, or what if it came back? I might try.
Do you still have them?
No.
Oh, like,
here's the thing.
You should break them out on Donnybrook.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a suit.
Yes.
I have a suit from 1977. Okay. Sky blue, white pinstripes, whole nine yards, big bells. It is held up. I can't get the pants all the way around, jacket really tight, but I could actually still have the entire suit. Thing with the clothes from the 80s were they were so linen and so this and so that, they were cheaply made.
Yeah, they were.
I go straight out, okay? Yeah. And they just didn't last. Yeah. I mean, you just wore clothes out just by wearing them.
Yeah.
I remember that about it, too.
Yeah.
So I don't have anything from that period of time. Oh, but yeah, I played it.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew, how about you?
Not really. I can't really compete with a lot of this stuff. I wore, like, I think pretty normal stuff. I mean, I didn't wear, like, good-looking things. I didn't wear, like, fashion. I wore just whatever was handed to me.
But
it was fairly normal. Like,
we really were at a disadvantage being born when we were.
Yeah, there are a lot of bad things going on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But very little good.
All right, but I feel like the style was the style, so I have never had a problem with it. I was very 70-ish, too. Like I said, I wore the 70 styles because that was when I could really begin to buy clothes for myself.
Yeah.
So I could wear what I wanted to, so it was of the 70s. I dressed like kids in the 70s, like that 70s show, had all those clothes, all that. Rich, mid-80s, how old were you like? At that time,
I was born in 91.
Yeah. Okay. Mid-80s, he was like, well,
I'm sorry.
Still waiting for the call.
Pretty much. didn't mean to put age on you. But so you never wore big hair?
No.
Okay. All right. See, that was you. People really did.
You should
wear
try
hair like that.
You should try great big hair.
Oh, man, the big feathered.
I don't even know how to do it.
If you ever go on Donnybrook, you have to do big hair.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make you do big hair. I'll make my wife do the bangs and whole thing. I'd say, like, hey, do you think you could still do somebody's hair like that?
I loved that.
Oh.
I loved that era.
How you have... With bangs and long, it had like three hairstyles.
That's just the guys.
Dude, you're not kidding.
Guys did, you're right.
When I was holding on to my real hair, I used more Aquanet than any girl I knew.
What did I hear? I heard a lady saying this, like, my mom wouldn't let me use hairspray. So she said what it was. I wish I could remember that real quick. I never thought of it. I said, like, that would work.
You know what I used to do? I've told these guys when I was really, my hair was thinning and I couldn't find the right product. When I would play softball, I would take dirt and put it in my hair and that would thicken it up. So,
okay.
Yeah.
No, I never went
there. I was desperate, dude.
Okay.
I was
desperate.
Oh, the confident bald man you see in front of you has not always been here.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
You know, I had a wig for years.
For real?
Hans Wyman. I took out a student loan.
All right.
So I got a student loan in law school to get me a wig.
And at what point did you just say this is...
About 4 years later.
Okay.
About 4 years later, yeah.
All right.
And I'm sure everyone knew and just were too kind to say something. But yeah, I still have nightmares about it. I still have nightmares that I have a wig.
All right. Yeah. I would have never guessed that. Not in a million years. I would have never.
I'm quite insecure.
Okay, yes. I was going to say, like, dude wore a piece, huh, for about 4 years. I'm serious. I don't want to say I'm stunned. I just never would have guessed that.
Yeah.
Why do we judge anyone that does that?
Because it's douchey.
But I mean, like,
no, it's not.
But like, everybody wants to look the way they want to look.
Yeah.
And who cares if it's because, I mean, like, some people want to wear a hat. Some people want to wear their hair a certain way. You know, some people like it to be long and flowy. Well, why? I mean, you want to look the way you want to look. Why is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
True. I mean, it's good, but some look worse than others.
I mean, like, ladies wear wigs. They're
all the time.
It's a common thing.
That is. But not with guys.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, why?
You would be like, if you made fun of a woman who was losing her hair for wearing a wig, like, you would be a monster.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it's okay to do that to guys. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, at the same time,
I may get another one.
I would say that's fair. Now, that's being sexist, but he said, like, come on, man. You, all right, do something with your hair, but don't, you know. Because some of them are so bad. And, I mean, you had a Heinz Wyman.
No, but I mean, like, as an example, right? We got dudes out here wearing skinny jeans that got no business wearing skinny jeans. Nobody walks around just, you know, like, to their face going, dude, what's wrong with you?
What would you get if you did?
What they
like,
look
if you did, like...
If they really look really bad, somebody asked
like, you know what? I am going to get one. What would you get?
If I got a piece?
Yeah.
It's a good question. I don't know.
I would get long hair because I can't do it naturally right.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. If they, in my lifetime, they really do have a cure for baldness, I will take it and I'll grow out a mane like you've never seen. But then I might go back to shaving my head.
Yeah. After a bit, because now you're used to not having to do anything.
It's just so easy. Yeah. Yeah, Alvin, you'll love this. I'm the only person I've ever heard of that went to Bosley Hair Restoration and got tested. And they came out and said, we've never had to tell anyone this before, but you don't have enough hair to transplant. And they literally said, we can take the hair from the back of your head and put it on the front. And
that's
like what a Kim Jong-un's dad, like, that's what I'm going to be working now. So, yeah.
All right.
I didn't have enough hair in my head to transplant.
All right. I have thought about when I get a haircut, just saving all my hair and then like having have a big, like, you know, trash
account.
Bag full of hair. And so if they ever had to make something for me, it would maybe be with my own. They'd probably tell me that didn't work, but I actually am not doing that. I only
like
thought about
it. Saving a tooth when it falls out.
Pretty much. Now, I know this, that one of the things is that I would, if you said like, hey, Alvin, I'll give you $10,000 if you just cut all your hair off. Just go bald and let it grow back out. I wouldn't do it because I'm afraid that my hair might not grow back. And my hair grows fast. I have no problem growing hair, but I'm fearful of cutting it all off just in case.
You don't have any just really want to see what you'd look like bald? See what your head's
never.
Like under
when,
there?
When the bald head thing first kind of started,
yeah.
I said never, never, never in a million years.
Yeah.
Now, I think
the head, it's a head lottery. You don't know what you got.
You don't know what you got until you see it.
You don't know what you got.
And I never want to see it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, nope. Uh-uh.
I've been close, but not full. I did a buzz cut on myself once because I got a haircut at, I'm not going to name the chain, but this was a while ago. Like 2 days before Christmas, and it was so bad, I just cut it all off.
Yikes.
I've heard. Yeah, really that's bad. That's what leads to that one time. I cut my mustache off one time. I decided, oh, it's like 24. So I'm going to see what I look like. As soon as I looked up in the mirror, I screamed, and that's the last time I ever did that. Like, that was a mistake.
One for sorrow, two for joy, three for crying and blue. I just want to sink to the bottom with you. Cars on the highway, planes in the air, everyone else is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Going somewhere. Back, DGS. Rich, want to do fast food or flashback?
Sure, let's do flashback because I've got it right here. December 12th, back in the day. Let's go 203 years ago in 1822, Mexico was officially recognized as an independent nation by the U.S.
Hmm.
How interesting.
When was that?
203 years ago in 1822.
Okay.
And 126 years ago, in 1899, Dr. George Grant, a dentist from Boston, patented the golf tee. Before that, golfers teed off from a mound of sand.
Isn't that crazy? Like, it was this right there, the golf tee. Like, how was it not invented the first day?
I don't know. I'm guessing way back on the first day, they just hit it right off the grass.
68 years ago in 1957, Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin, Myra Gale Brown. And this was before his divorce was finalized from his second wife. So it just gets better and better with Jerry Lee Lewis. They stayed together for 13 years when she reached the ripe old age of 26.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was too old for him?
I'm not sure, you know, what led to that separation. I do want to
What was it with the people, like... The rock people, like what?
Elvis, same way.
Well, it was also like even the later ones, you know, Aerosmith and Ted Nugent. Like, what the hell?
Dave Murray is going to be with us in the next segment. Just letting everyone know. 62 years ago in 1963, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, a memorial album, became the fastest selling record of all time. It sold 4 million copies in 6 days. Now, I looked this up, like, well, what was on this album? It was a bunch of his speeches and then some memorial tributes from politicians, some famous folks.
We had an album when I was a kid that my mom and dad would play. And it was like an album of Kennedy family satire. So it was just people doing really bad Boston accents.
Okay.
And they used to just listen to it. And I mean, I don't know who one of these guys, but it just, man, they listened to weird stuff. Mm-hmm. They were pretty big into comedy albums.
Were they?
Yeah, I gotta say.
58 years ago, 1967, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner was released, starring Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn as parents whose beliefs are challenged. When their daughter brings home her black fiance, played by Sidney Poitier.
That is a tense movie.
Is it?
Yes.
It was remade as a comedy in 2005. They called it Guess Who. And the races were reversed. Bernie Mac's daughter brought home Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that's not as good of a movie. Just a speculation.
I mean, come on. Ashton Kutcher had the acting chops.
51 years ago in 1974, Godfather Part II premiered in New York. And 51 years ago in 1974, guitarist Mick Taylor quit the Rolling Stones after 5 years. When he joined the band, he didn't smoke, he didn't drink, and he was a vegetarian. And when he left the band, he was a heroin addict.
Wow.
Before and after pictures gonna be a little weird.
34 years ago in 1991, Richard Gere married Cindy Crawford. They divorced in 1995. I did not know that this marriage happened.
I must have known it, but I don't remember it.
And 19 years ago, in 2006, it's so funny, we were just talking about Peter Boyle yesterday. I think I slipped up and called him Frank Boyle. Frank was his character on Everybody Loves Raymond. But he passed away at the age of 71. He played
when?
2006.
Wow. Long ago?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He played Frank Barone on Everybody Loves Raymond. And, of course, the monster in Young Frankenstein.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk. A surprise guest. Didn't think that Dave would be here today, but he's here, so.
I didn't think so either until, like, what, Rachel, what, 5 minutes ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the update, Dave?
I got Janice up to bed, and I said, okay, I'm going to go do the live. She says, okay. I said, no getting out of bed and no screaming.
Yes.
So, okay, I could do that. And, you know, so I talked to the surgeon, talked to the doctors, and said everything went really well. He said he's put a real overkill of stitches in there.
Damn.
way more than he normally would put in, but he said, not screwing around with this one.
Yeah. So how long is that recovery going to be?
Bone takes 6 weeks to heal.
Yep.
And, you know, and you put our age in, I think probably up that to about 8.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. Mm. She was funny. So they wheeled her out of the hospital, and the nurse who's been taking care of her most of the morning, early afternoon, goes, so you're going home and you're resting the rest of the day. She goes, oh, no, we have a holiday party to go to tonight. Now, she's pretty loopy.
I was going to say, she's coming out of the anesthesia.
Yeah, and the nurse goes, no, you don't. And I said, no, you don't. We do not have that.
You know, back in the olden days, she'd be in the hospital for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They were debating, the doctors were debating whether or not to keep her overnight. And she didn't really want to do that. And I didn't really want to do it. Our grandson's coming in tomorrow. Mm. So that'll be a big plus. That would be a big plus for her.
Good.
And I said, but if you start walking around on your own, call the doctor. I'm checking you in the
Putting
hospital.
You back in. Yeah.
Dave, we're so happy to hear that Janice's surgery went well. But I'm wondering, like, what has this been like for you watching her go through this?
Horrible.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, it's, and Dave, you already know this, but, you know, being a caregiver, this isn't my first shot at it, but this has been an extended shot at it. I mean, I've always had respect for caregivers. I've just unlimited respect now for it. It's exhausting. It is just absolutely exhausting because, you know, think about it. If you're used to a right hand and left hand, and now you don't have a left hand anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, for probably the next 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, you got to take care of everything, which is fine. I mean, I love her to death, you know, but it's just like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I extra enjoy walking the dogs right now. It's like, come on, you guys, we're going out for 5 minutes.
So when I took care of my mom at home, it was one thing. And that can be very difficult. My mom and my sister, my brother took care of my dad at home when he had Alzheimer's, and that was just so rough. But I think if you said, Dave, we want to make you as tired as you can possibly be, you would put me in a hospital or a nursing home for a few days in a row, like on watch, you know, in like the waiting rooms and walking up and down the halls and getting flat sodas out of machines, like being in a hospital when you're being the one in the bed's the worst part. But when you're just caring for someone and being there for them and spending extended time in a hospital, I think personally has to be one of the most difficult things to do.
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and you hope you have a great doc.
Yeah.
You know, who really helps you through it.
Yeah.
Who's also concerned about you.
Yes.
As the caregiver.
Yes. Yeah. Caregivers, they deserve more credit. They deserve more help. I mean, God love them. You know, when people have someone at home, and especially people who don't have a lot of resources, they don't have a lot of money disposable, and someone gets really sick and now you have to stay home and maybe someone goes on disability. Like, there are a lot of people out there, man, just living hand to mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Doing God's work and not getting any credit.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Dave, cold as hell tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. Really, you know, tomorrow is one of these days. There's going to be some light snow and flurries around. I'm going to stay with an inch or less. Probably the less is the big thing to remember out of that. But there will be light snow and flurries around. And the high tomorrow is 28. Now, after the stretch we've been running here, 28 sounds okay.
Sounds okay.
I could kind of tolerate that. That's not the Arctic air. It hasn't come in yet. So we're ahead of that front. The front comes through fairly early on Saturday evening. Skies will clear out. It's windy and it's very cold. 4 for the overnight low. The wind chill about minus 10.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Sunday, a lot of sunshine, lighter wind, but man, it's cold. 14 for the high. Okay, we mentioned yesterday the record high, the record lowest high, which always gets me mixed up, is 13 from 1901. So we're hovering around that thing. 8 degrees Saturday to Sunday night. Monday, cold start. Lots of sunshine. 39 on Monday.
Not bad.
Tuesday, 49. Wednesday, 58 to 60 degrees.
Look at that.
And again, nuts. I think we're probably now we'll have some cold winter type weather between now and Christmas, but I don't see the Arctic air just releasing and dumping on much of the country between now and Christmas.
Dave, is this
I shouldn't say that, Monday and Christmas.
This thing we're having this weekend, is this a Midwest thing, or is the whole country going to get pretty chilly?
Everybody east of the Rockies will kind of be cold, but it has a bit of it's the northwest flow. So if you move into like northwest Arkansas down into Oklahoma, it's cold, but it's not like the kind of cold we're going to have. So it's us, Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, Upper Midwest, eventually the Mid-Atlantic states in the Northeast.
Gotcha. How cool!
There'll be a chill that will go all the way to Florida, but it's not going to be a freezing chill.
How cold does it get out where you guys are?
A cold morning would be 45.
Is it boring?
That would be really cold. No, because you know what? As you guys know, I do the weather for a little public radio station out here that is only heard in Laguna Beach.
Nice.
And there's four seasons. There's swings. There's the marine layer. Today was a great example. Had to get up at, I don't know what time we got up, 4 o'clock in the morning to get to the hospital and get all that done. And it was kind of cold. And then coming home, about an hour ago, it was, we live up on a hill. We're about 1,000 feet up. Down at the coast, the marine layer would come in. It was cold. It was cloudy. Up on the hill, the sun is out, and it's beautiful. And in 1,000 feet, a mile, driving like a mile, going shh, 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 shh.
We should take a DGS road trip out to Laguna Beach.
Do it. Let's do it.
That'd be fun.
Let's do it. I was actually going to put Janice on today, and I thought, no, that's probably
not. Probably not the best.
Not today.
Well, probably would have been the best show we've ever had.
Is the anesthesia still working? Because that would make it even better.
Yeah. Like, this holiday party rocks.
Just to top off a show with screams, let's bring Janice in and see how she's doing. We will do that. We will do that one day.
Do you think
we'll blow
Janice,
the whole half hour out.
Do you think Janice will ever hear that sound?
No.
Yeah.
No, unless somebody sends it to her.
She doesn't know what it is. Right.
And I'm talking to the people out there that would do that.
Yeah, don't do it.
That we know, that are friends of ours. Yeah, that would be cool.
Rachel, want to do a couple headlines?
Yeah, headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Now, this story is kind of a big duh, but I found it kind of interesting at the same time. Experts are saying that holiday movies, Christmas movies, offer measurable mental health benefits because they provide comfort and nostalgia during stressful times.
Okay.
So these movies that you've seen over and over again can boost serotonin levels in the brain and trigger feelings of happiness.
Yeah. We watched a brand new movie on Prime called Merv. It's a dog movie.
Yeah.
It's a relationship between a couple, and they adopt a dog while they're in a good relationship, and then they kind of fall out of the relationship. And of course, it's Hallmark kind of thing. It's not a Hallmark movie, but the dog kind of brings them back together again.
Dave, do you like scary movies much?
No, not too much.
If you want to dip your toe, the movie Good Boy, maybe you've seen it. It's from the dog's perspective. It's scary, but it's not like Exorcist, you can't sleep scary.
Oh, okay.
And the guy who did it is just a independent filmmaker, and he used his own dog. Like, not trained.
That's neat.
And it was really, look, for anyone out there, if you're on the fence about it, watch it. It was a good movie.
And that's the one thing about Merv is that there's a couple of dogs in it, but they're well-trained. And it kind of takes away from it a little
bit. Yeah, I feel you.
Dog owners are going to be like, no, that's not how it's not a dog real act. Dog act.
Yeah.
My dog doesn't do that.
The U.S. FDA has approved the first at-home device for depression.
Huh.
So I looked this up. It looks like it kind of goes over your ears and then around your skull, and it delivers a gentle electrical current to the part of the brain that regulates mood, and it's designed for home use under remote supervision. first of its kind to be approved in the U.S., and it's cleared to treat moderate to severe major depressive disorders in adults 18 and older. Standalone treatment or alongside other treatments. The best part is the retail price, they're looking between $500 and $800.
I should just get a beanie made of that. Wear it all the time.
That's your next invention.
Yeah.
They're talking with insurance payers, and they expect to announce coverage partnerships in early 2026, so before we know it. It's called the Flow, FL100, if you'd like to look that up.
Well, I'm sure insurance companies will be very generous.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, even like $500 to $800, you should be able to swing that even if you don't have insurance. So, I mean, that's really good news.
Yep.
Let's do one more story here, and this is a great one. Amtrak's 18,000 workers are going to receive $900 bonuses, and this is funded by the executive leadership team's bonus packages. So they took a pay cut in order to give their 18,000 workers this $900 bonus.
Very nice.
Yeah, really cool. Something you very, very rarely see happen. Yeah. So it makes me like Amtrak even more.
So you said it was 1,800 workers?
18,000 workers.
Oh.
I should keep this secret, but I've decided to take my Christmas bonus and split it among the three of you. So.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'll add mine, too.
Yeah, your bonus is a cheeseburger, right?
I would love to get a cheeseburger. Thank you, Dave. All the best to Janice.
You got it. Thank you, guys. Just be
here. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup. no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DGS on KMOX. Hope you guys will go to Hardee's over the weekend. Get your stickers. Make your donations. If you can't make it, you can go to OperationFoodSearch.org. Just put DGS in the little comment section. It'll go into the bushel basket that we are raising for them this year. At the end of last year's campaign, we were at $628,000. I guess we're probably around 660, somewhere around there right now. And going to get some money from Bissinger's. And we'll get some money from our patrons who show up every year. I'm thinking, I can't remember her name, lovely Indian lady who comes out every year and she always gives us a big check. I think she's made it, gosh, 10, 15 years probably.
She's wonderful.
Adriana's going to be there and bring her new turd baby magnet. So I'm looking forward to getting one of those. And I'll have 100 new beanies for you. I think they came in today, but we haven't opened them up yet. And just, you know, classic DGS beanies with, yeah, you'll see. It's a different logo than we used before. So be as generous as you can. Go as often as you can. And then 1 week from today, we will be at the Hardee's Mid-Rivers Mall Drive out in St. Peter's doing the show live for you. And hope to see everyone out there. Third mention, my buddy Scott Rutledge this week, but he recently got his level one sommelier degree.
Oh, good for Scott. That's awesome.
Really cool. And he and I talked about that a lot. We're both wine guys and we're going to do it together. And then he just went off and did it because he's CEO. Is there anything like that? Like, I would love to do that. And I probably will. You know, I've got some kind of retirement coming up. Anything like that you guys would like to accomplish?
I mean, I would like to learn another language.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, I'm sure it's similar to you in the sommelier thing. It takes time.
It's hard to start.
Yeah, it's requires sacrifice.
Yes.
And, you know, real life has a tendency to get in the way of that. And mm-hmm. all I'm doing is making excuses right now. So I'm just going to stop.
I get it. I get it.
Well, there's like no explanations good reason. To me. Well, sure, but it's like, but I mean, that's the case for anyone trying to do anything.
Yeah. But something like that's different. Like, it's one thing to say, I don't want to go to the Christmas party, but I'm going to make myself. But, you know, I'm going to get my sommelier, or I'm going to learn how to speak Japanese, not fluently, but, you know, respectably. Wheels, anything like that you haven't accomplished in life that you'd like to?
Might go back into the study of making toast. No, I'm kidding. Sorry. Nothing specific. No, I mean, I'm sure there would be something that would be like that.
I love him. It's like, nah, I've reached all my goals.
No, it's not that. It's just like, I'd probably just do more of the things I already like to do.
Really achieve my wildest dreams.
Well, that's not true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.